A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The rulers sneered at Jesus and said, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he is the chosen one, the Christ of God." Even the soldiers jeered at him. As they approached him to offer wine, they called out, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." Above him, there was an inscription that read, "This is the King of the Jews." Now, one of the criminals hanging there called Jesus, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." The other, however, rebuking him, said in reply, "Have you no fear of God? For you are subject to the same condemnation. And indeed, we have been condemned justly, for the sentence we receive corresponds to our crime. But this man has done nothing criminal." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And he replied, "Amen, I say to you, this day you will be with me in paradise." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today is the last Sunday of the church year, and it's always celebrated as the Feast of Christ the King. It is also the last time we will read from Luke's Gospel. Next week, we will begin for a year to read from Matthew's Gospel. And we will get a very different portrait of Jesus from Matthew than we got from Luke. Luke is my favorite Gospel. Luke's Jesus is all about forgiveness, about mercy, about healing, about reconciling. Luke's Jesus never goes to a place of power. He's always out on the margins with the disenfranchised. If Luke's Jesus were to come today, he would probably be out here with the homeless, with the immigrants, with the drug addicts. Those are the people he went to. Matthew will give us a very different portrait. Luke's Jesus is very silent on the cross. Just prior to this gospel reading, as he's being nailed to the cross, he utters those incredible words, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." The only gospel that records those. Those words are directed not only at the soldiers who were driving the nails into his hands, but they're directed at you and me, which means we can be forgiven anything. And then on the cross, he remains silent. In John's gospel, Jesus speaks extensively on the cross. He speaks in Matthew and Mark. But in Luke, he's very quiet. The only thing ever written about Jesus during his lifetime was the inscription that Pilate put on the cross, "This is the King of the Jews." And as everyone sneered at him, the good thief turned to him and asked if he could be with him in paradise. And the only words that Luke's Jesus speaks on the cross, in the very last moments of his dying agony, are, "Today, you will be with me in paradise." And those words are spoken not just to those, the good thief. They're spoken to the soldiers who jeered him, to the rulers, and to you and me. Amen.